are joined, as we are every last Wednesday of the month, by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, who is with us. Jason, how's it going today?
It's going great. Yep.
Let's see. So what's going on in the city of Beloit here in the month of September as we turn the page into a fourth quarter now?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll kind of piggyback on there's some event that happened last night. I don't know. I didn't really watch it, but I think I saved myself a lot of grief from what I can tell.
I think you saved 98 minutes of your life is what I think you probably saved.
But anyways, I want to piggyback off of that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, obviously there's a big election coming up, and one of the things that I think I glossed over it here maybe the last time I was on, but there will be a question, a local question on there that the City of Beloit Council has put on the ballot. And I'm going to read it here, and I'll explain a little bit. It'll say, shall the city of Beloit, Kansas, transition to a 5-member council plus a mayor with all members of the council elected at large, thereby eliminating the division of the city of Beloit into 2 wards? So really what that's saying in really simple terms is, you know, right now we have a council of 6, which has worked. We went from a council of 8, if you remember, about 4 or 5 years ago, down to 6. That's worked pretty well. However, you know, especially staff, it seems like, is one of the people that, you know, when we need people to run, we're chasing after people saying, hey, right, you need to run, we need to fill this. And so, and then compound that with the 2 wards, which is really, I have found, because again, I'm the one that's really on the front lines of helping people. They always seem to call me like, hey, who's here and who do I vote for? And this and that, you know, I'm not telling them who to vote for, but who's available to vote for, let's put it that way. And it can be really tough for people to understand, and I don't think that's right or fair for people to make a good decision, and nor for the candidates. So, you know, we were having candidates last year that were getting more write-in votes in the incorrect ward than the correct ward. So I think this question basically just simplifies that. It brings down the number of council members, very comparable to pretty much every community around us that's our size, that has our form of government. You know, heck, even the community I came from had the same number of council members. It worked great. And then it eliminates that ward. So basically, if there's 2 seats open the next election cycle, it's the top 2 vote getters in town. So it's at large. The next election cycle, there may be 3 seats open, and it would be the top 3 vote getters. So there's no concern over, okay, which side of town are they on, or this or that, and trying to understand if I'm on the right side of town to vote for that candidate or not. And it makes it really simple for the voters, and that way they can just focus on, hey, is this person a good person for our community, as opposed to, oh, man, I really like that guy, but they're over on the other side of town, or that gal, you know, that lady or whatever.
It simplifies it.
So that's what that question's asking. It's basically, again, taking down the number of council members to 5, so it's just reducing it by 1, and it's just turning the elections into an at-large, just like our mayor is and everything else. So, again, I've worked with it through the last 2 election cycles, and I think it'll really simplify the process, really make it clear for people, and just make it a better election process for our community. So
let me jump in here. Happy birthday to Ian Christine. I don't want to forget about this. Ian's 15th birthday today. He's a freshman at Lakeside, and that's from his dad and sister, Roxy. So Ian Christine, happy 15th birthday today. I remember 15 as if it were 29 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was 29 years ago.
Goes fast.
It does. It goes extremely fast. So, Ian, enjoy your 15th birthday, and that's from your dad and your sister, Roxy. City manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. All right, so what else are you working on here as we go into? I mean, it's, you know, summer hasn't been, I don't think, overly hot per se. And now we actually are in the fall. We had a lot of rain 1 month, and not so much last month. So where are things stand there with the city and some of the projects?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it has been kind of maybe extreme hot, but it's been a longer hot, let's put it that way. I mean, June, it started off in June, it's just kind of stayed that way, and August was, somebody sent this to me, I was really surprised by it. It's one of the driest Augusts we've had in this area in,
yeah, it's
like
130 turned 30 off
years or something.
July.
Yeah,
so July was very wet.
So very, very dry. But yeah, so it's allowed us to get a lot of things done, kind of get caught up from the last year and a half of really wet times. So you'll see a lot of different projects that the street guys have done. Obviously, the water guys are working hard over there up there by the elementary school and got quite a few blocks done of water main replacement. And, you know, street guys, one of the most recent projects they did was up there on West Main, getting that smoothed up, and they'll be chip sealing that. So really, you know, it's kind of a rehab of that road. And it seems to, if you haven't driven on that out west of town, it's really a lot smoother than it was before, and it was really a good solution and really affordable. So it's always nice when the guys get creative like that to help with those types of things. Another thing that, you know, we've been working on for a long time, ever since I've been coming on here, and it's really, it's more, it's like kind of closure, but it's also the start point now. We've always used that getting the train out of the station analogy with the water plant project, but we did actually last week get our letter of conditions and loan package and all that stuff from USDA Rural Development, so that's the permanent financing part of it. For the water treatment plant and the water pipeline. So that they delivered that to us from the national office last week. So we have all that funding locked in. And so really what that means is that we're off to the races. So we're now into the full design to get this out for bid and hopefully start constructing it here in the next, 12 to 18 months and be on our way. So it's kind of one of those things, like it's really happening. You know, mm-hmm. I know it feels like it's not, and I know it's for a lot of folks are like, I don't really believe this, but yeah, it's like we now have, you know, we have the construction financing in place and the permanent financing in place, and yeah, we're meeting next week with our local engineer Schwab is going to be leading the charge on it, but we're going to be using some expertise from some actual, you know, some high level water engineer designers, and they'll be in town actually later this week, and we'll be kind of getting everything kicked off and ready to go. So it's kind of one of those, it's really happening, yeah. You know, and so it's pretty exciting hopefully we'll keep that moving forward.
And then do you want to share anything about, I know you've been working on sports complex renovations, things like that, sure. Ideas and restructuring?
Yeah, basically that's just kind of been a slow sure. arc, kind of like we did with the North Campus. That's worked out really well. You know, the school district has taken over the buildings that they use, and so it's kind of gotten the right places in the right buckets. You know, it's the right mm-hmm. right buildings in the right buckets there mm-hmm. on that. So that's worked out really well. The HVAC for that's almost done. It's going to save the community a lot of money because we're getting off that big boiler system up there that's just inefficient now because there's so few square footage on it. So the law enforcement center is getting redone, and so that's worked really well. We've kind of done the same thing with the sports complex. Again, it was kind of the land was held by different entities and rented by us and used by the school, and it's just kind of a mixed bag up there. So we've already gotten a few pieces done, and the fair board and the city have worked together the last 6 to 12 months trying to get that the rest of the sports complex figured out, and we're really close. We got that kind of got held up because of some COVID issues, but also just the busyness of the summer, and so we've got that re-engaged and hopefully get that the sports complex ground purchased from the fair board here in the next, I would say, month, which will really just kind of, at least now, say, right. Okay, now it's ours, and now now we can go on to that next step. So mm-hmm. It's definitely a slow grinding process, but if you think about where we were even a year or two ago, it was everybody owned different pieces all over the place, and now we just got it all in right. the right spot. So that's really the first step you need to even be able to start investing or improving some things. But I could see that happening in stages really easily. I mean, sure. I think we get this purchase, I could see some of the initial moves where we said, hey, we want to create that parking lot kind of where Lions Field is and kind of rebuild Lions Field across the street, get it kind of all into one sports complex. I could see that starting maybe right after baseball season next year, know what I mean? And that would be a pretty huge first step, and you have parking for football and all that stuff taken care of.
That'd be a better setup, no doubt.
Yep. So yeah, pretty exciting.
Awesome. Anything else to add before we let you go?
Not really. I can't think of anything right now.
So. All right. Jason Raby, city manager of Beloit, our guest. He's with us at the last Wednesday of every month to talk about what's going on in the city of Beloit with projects and various things. And we appreciate his time. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit.